Next one, 1.7, Saturday morning huddle recapping Ridgeview from last night with Coach Jeff DeHaan as the Raptors. We were there for the area game of the week on Mix 101.7. And Coach, anytime you can get a win over the caliber of team that West Lyon has been the last several years, certainly one to savor. 28-14, you get it done. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, it was a fun night. It was a very special senior night for our seniors. We talked about it all week, and I said, make it a great senior night, something you guys always remember, and they'll definitely remember this one.
Well, it was a great night for your defense, Jeff, as they forced three and outs on the first four West Lyon drives of the game, and unofficially we had that unit allowing just 97 yards for the game. Hats off to them.
Wow, that's the first time I've heard some stats. I haven't seen stats yet, so absolutely. I thought we put a pretty great, good game plan in this week, and you know, you give kids the credit for going out and executing it the way we wanted. And you know, all units played well. I thought the defensive line played really well. I thought the linebackers were reading their keys very well and coming downhill, and the secondary stayed on top. So hats off to those guys.
Grant Anderson threw three touchdown passes in the first half as you put a 9-play scoring drive together, covering 56 yards to get on the board first, as Grant threw 5 yards to Tyler Wingert, and Tyler stepped in at tailback for Peyton Boyle, who was getting a rest last night, a little dinged up game time decision, you were telling me, but Tyler got it done on the ground and made some catches as well, and his little bit more of physical style of running might have been well suited for last night.
He was. He played one heck of a football game. He definitely, you know, took his opportunity and ran with it too. So he was very, very, very pleased with Tyler. So played a heck of a football game. But he's got to give credit to his offensive line. I thought they played probably one of their better games that I've seen in the last 2 years. Last night. So like, it's usually when you beat a team like West Lyon, it's going to take a team effort, and that's exactly what it was.
And Grant throws his second touchdown pass of the game to make it 14-0, set up by a Jackson Graff punt return, connecting with Garrett Lamp for the second TD. Braden Else interception to set up another drive in a promising territory at their 14, and then why not have him cap it off on the receiving end of the touchdown?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great two-play drive for him when he came off the field. That's what I said. That's a heck of an interception and a great catch to finish it off. I thought Coach Husted put a great offensive game plan together for us, and just like the defense, they executed it really well.
21-0 with only 2:12 to go until halftime, but big special teams play got West Lyon back in it as they returned it to your 17-yard line and had to get a 4th-and-10 pass completion to the 2, and then 2 plays later get in for the 2-yard score. And then the second drive, they burn over 7.5 minutes off the clock to make it a 1-score game. Your next drive ended up in a 3-and-out, but credit the guys for sticking with it even after West Lyon took over at midfield, got a big 4th-and-3 stop there to take over possession.
Yeah, I kept looking at the clock and like they're controlling the ball here quite a bit here in the third quarter. Third quarter went really, really quickly, but that's why you play four quarters of football. And I thought our energy was great all night. When we can play like that, when we can play with that type of energy and execution, we can play with anybody.
Kyle Schoenbeck got a nice punt inside the West Lyon 10. They go backwards, and so they punt and you take over at midfield, and then with 5:37 to go, Jeff, that drive of yours to get the game-winning touchdown to clinch it, a thing of beauty as you chewed up all but 43 seconds off the clock.
Yeah, we need that. I think we got maybe that fourth and two was big when they lined up in the offsides in the neutral zone, and that was big for us. And all the momentum just swung to our side there, and the kids just capitalized and punched in with 43 seconds, and the rest is history. So hats off to our fellas, to our guys, hats off to our seniors. They really wanted this one, and usually when you have good leadership, you're going to have a good football team.
Ryan Kugel with the 1-yard touchdown run for the game's final score, and Ryan had a big 4th-and-3 conversion to allow that drive to continue, so you win it by 2 touchdowns. As the seniors lead the way in getting the win last night, and hopefully another home game for you to come, as you got a big one next week playing at Hall Western Christian, top 2 seed on the line. And maybe Hinton stumbles against Unity Christian next week, and maybe the district title could be yours. Never know. That's why you play.
Absolutely. You don't know. And that's what we're going to go over there with the mindset of thinking as a district title. So that was our goal from even from last season, and we're going to go over there and try to do the thing. So we're excited. We're excited to get started again this week and put another good game plan. Hall Western is a good football team, and we know that. I hope we can put a pretty good game plan and execute like we did last night.
Raptors pick up their 5th win in a row, now sitting at 7-1 and 4-1 in 1A District 2, playing at Western Christian next week. Commentary from Raptors coach Jeff Tahan. Congrats again on the win, coach, and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thank you very much. We appreciate it.